it's a story that's dominated news bulletins around the world for almost a week. The plane crash in the Alps that killed all 150 passengers and crew on board. In the aftermath of the German Wings air disaster, the news has been dominated by reports that the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, battled with depression. Investigators who have searched his house in Germany say they have found torn up sick notes, including one from the day of the crash. It's also been reported in German media that Lubitz's aviation file refers to him having suffered mental health problems. Are we in danger here of stigmatising depression yet again? Well, the former Labour spin, Dr. Alistair Campbell, has spoken in the past about his own depression. Morning to you, Alistair.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Are we in danger here?
Absolutely, and for two reasons. One, the fact that these newspapers and other media outlets rushed to judgment, so that the minute that they heard there were these medical records, and sick note was found in his flat, there were some media reports that this was actually about an eye problem, nothing to do with depression. Now, the honest answer is we don't know. So the first thing is the desire, if you like, of large parts of the media to want to make assumptions that this is an issue of depression. And the second is, just follow through the logic of what they're saying. So newspapers like the Daily Mail saying, why was he allowed to fly if he had a history of depression? Well, I know brain surgeons who have depression. Are we saying that because they have depression and they get treated for depression, they should never, ever be able to operate? I know dentists who put, you know, dangerous instruments into the mouths of children who have depression. Are we saying that they should never work again? Are we saying that bomb disposal experts who've had mental health issues should never be able to work again? I mean, the logic of this is utterly ridiculous. Now, I've written a blog about this for the Huffington Post, and I make the point that if he was profoundly depressed and he couldn't function, then clearly he shouldn't be flying. If he was in the middle of a psychotic meltdown, and I know what that's like, then he clearly shouldn't have been anywhere near the controls of an aeroplane. But we don't know. So it's the two things. It's the jumping to conclusions without any evidence at all, in most cases, these newspapers. And it is also the fact that it's utterly stigmatizing to say that because somebody may or may not have had depression, that means automatically that they shouldn't have been flying. And it's also saying that the illness, as it were, rather than a tragic individual, killed these 150 people.
And Alistair, there's also a danger of us not having enough individual information, specific information about an individual who may be depressed to the point where they are suicidal. Now, has a doctor got a responsibility to pass that information on to an employer if they know the public may be endangered?
Possibly. But let me just say this. The reason why a lot of people who may not have depression, who may have depression, do not wish to pass it on to their employer, or indeed to a relative, or indeed to a doctor, is precisely because of the stigma that is exacerbated by the way that this has been covered. So actually, in reporting as they've done, these newspapers are illustrating the problem. Now look, you and I don't know the truth about Andreas Lubitz. We just don't know. And I don't like to kind of join in the speculation game. But let me just for a moment, let's say that it was the case that he was mentally ill. And let's say it was the case that he hadn't wanted to pass that on. Why is that? When if he had cancer, or if he had diabetes, or if he had asthma, he'd have no problem with saying that to somebody. And I think this is where people have to understand that until we get to a position where we feel we can be as open about our mental health as we are about our physical health, then this sort of thing will happen, and it's being exacerbated, as I say, by the incredibly ignorant medieval assumptions that are made by a media that is basically saying, if you've ever had a mental health problem, you can never be put in a place where you're working with other people again. It is utterly ludicrous.
Siobhan Doherty's listening to this, Chief Executive of Aware Defeat Depression. Do you agree with that analysis?
Absolutely. And I think the stigma around the illness of depression is something that we as an organisation at Aware Defeat Depression try day in and day out to encourage people to talk openly about their mental health. And that's why, as an organisation, we go into a lot of schools across Northern Ireland, because we believe that if you get young people early to recognise the signs and symptoms and actually to have no fear about talking openly about their mental health as they would do about their physical health, that there's something we collectively, right across the sector and right across the community have to do.
Would you support doctors being compelled to pass information on to an employer if they're concerned about their patient's depressive state?
That's a very difficult question to answer, Stephen. Simply because, you know, people have confidentiality with their GP. And we would always encourage people, if they do believe that they have depression, to go and speak to their GP. But whether or not the GP should pass that information on is quite difficult. And I know that in some countries they are obligated to pass on, especially when someone is in a responsible position, that actually the public could be at danger if that was the case.
Alistair, let me just get your reaction to this, because there was a tweet sent out last night by the Daily Telegraph newspaper with a headline on it that read, "Depression does not make people a danger to society." And Piers Morgan responded, "Until it makes them crash a plane."
I read the piece in the Telegraph and I thought it was very sensitive, very sensible, and an intelligent piece of writing. I just think that, you know, if I sent a copy of the blog that I've written for the Huffington Post. I sent it without comment to Piers last night, because Piers is a very colourful and interesting character who loves people talking about him, and that's what we're doing now. But the reality is, if you know anything about depression, you know that, and I've been very lucky because I've been open and I've never ever regretted it, but I know an awful lot of people who feel that, for the reasons I gave out earlier, they cannot be open. They can't afford to be open because they feel their family won't understand, or their relatives will just tell them to pull themselves together and stop moaning. They feel they can't be open with their colleagues because they think that they will then think differently about them. And they feel they can't be open with their doctors because they feel that if that happens and it's then into their medical records and that affects insurance policies and all the rest of it. And that is what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with an issue of stigma and of a taboo that actually, for a lot of people, Stephen, it actually makes the illness worse. And I've met people who say that the stigma that they find, particularly in the workplace, is worse than the symptoms of the illness. Now, the only thing that gives me hope in this, I can remember growing up as a teenager, I can remember our next door neighbour getting cancer, and I can remember my mother saying, "Don't tell anybody." And I can remember we all used to call it the big C. Well, now we're all very, very open about these things. And what's more, that has helped, because it has forced governments to face up to the scale of the problem. It makes them worried about cutting investment. I heard the discussion you just had about the impending election. We've got a situation over the last 5 years where the government has talked a good game on mental health and has been shredding services left, right and centre. And that is just reinforcing a problem that we're storing up for the future. It's going to get worse and worse and worse and worse until we can all just eradicate this stigma.